in between. And they used to sit so attentive, mashallah, that if birds used to sit on their heads also, they won't fly away out of movement. So we should also try and sit as close as possible. And as we have mentioned, our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Khatamun Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatuh mentioned so beautifully that if there is a fire burning on the mountain, you can see the fire from very far, but you won't get the heat of that fire until you don't go as close as possible. The more heat you want, the closer you'll have to get. So more than the heat of the fire of this world, the spiritual fires that are in the heart of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want that heat and we want that effulgence and nur to penetrate our hearts, we have to sit as close as possible and then also empty our hearts so we can gain as much as possible. And we should realize and remind ourselves of making our niyats correct only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for our islah, our reformation, spiritual reformation, and how we can gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, as we have learned and understood by now, that how important is it to make our islah and our spiritual reformation. And for that, the sunnah process is the process which is called the process of bay'at, of pledging your hands and of allegiance in the heart of a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whom your heart takes. And this is such a great sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala has mentioned it in the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. That our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever wants to pledge allegiance and take bayat to you, then it is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above that hand. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this very great sunnah. And in this we find this is a very easy way of finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one great pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on behalf of all the mashayikhin, has mentioned that tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein, hum chal rahe tum hamari saath chalo. That to walk this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a path that you can walk alone. You have to find those friends that are walking. So on behalf of all the mashayikh, they say, we are walking on this path. Just hold the hand of one of the great mashayikh and inshallah you'll also find that very soon you'll also be reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we have in our midst Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Madazirul Ali, Hazrat is Arif Billah, the great personality who's got the great recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is set in the company of many, many great pious personalities. And then Hazrat had close link with Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. After that, Hazrat took bayat. And Hazrat had very, very close links with our honorable, great, illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah, who had the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And Hazrat was one of his very close and senior khalifas. So we are very, very fortunate to have Hazrat Maulana, who has made this special trip here and has made fikr for this Islahi Ijtima. For months and months, Hazrat is making fikr that how this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can spread in our hearts, the whole of Cape Town, and from here, the whole of South Africa and the whole world can get this burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see for ourselves what enjoyment and what pleasure we'll get in living our lives, and the enjoyment we get in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to listen attentively, inshallah.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله المولانا العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصلح بينه ما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of the era, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah Rahmatan Wasi'a, Hazrat says that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one, and with regard to the importance of sunnats, Hazrat has said many very poems with regard to the importance, the benefit, the necessities of sunnat. One beautiful poem which Allah in His mercy and kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alaihi wasallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke, the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, a person who follows that, who follows in the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hai jannat ke raaste. This is the road to jannat. Like from here, Cape Town, if you take the board showing Strand, you'll come out in Strand. You take the board showing Worcester, you'll come out in Worcester. So any person who takes the board of sunnats in his life, you will see he comes out in Jannah. The road of sunnat is the road to Jannah. And not only that, the road of sunnat, Allah se milate hai. A person gets connection, as Mufti Sirat Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatam explained, nisbat, connection, ta'alluq. So the connection of sunnat, Allah se milate, connects you with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. You go, you fly over and you go right to Allah ta'ala. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. So there are two great benefits that a person gets by following sunnats. You will get jannat also, you will get Allah ta'ala also. However, jannat is udhar, credit. It's not now. We have to live our whole lives, life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah, what a long day. Then inshaAllah, Allah will give us, all the Muslims, Allah will give us jannah. But it's a long wait. And Allah, you will get now cash. And if you got Allah, you got everything. The other thing is, jannah is the creation of Allah ta'ala. Jannah sir aankho pe. We all want jannah. We make dua for jannah to firdaus. But remember also, that is not the ultimate. That is also, it's a great thing. We wanted the enjoyment what Allah has made for us. So we accept wholeheartedly Allah's favors. But that is not also everything. Jannat sir aankho pe. But if you get the creator of Jannat, Jannat is beautiful, but Allah could make it 200 times more beautiful. Allah made one Jannat, Allah can make 2000 Jannats. If you got Allah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, falak mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. If you are not mine, then I've got nothing. One explanation of this, Ayaz was the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahimahullah, was a pious, righteous king. Ayaz was an ordinary slave, but he had qualities in him, and qualities are the important things. Today we attribute value to material possessions. A person is measured according to his bank balance, properties he owns, etc. But those are nothing. You got a beautiful mansion. In that mansion, and your value, you are attaching it because of your palace, your mansion. If that, the palace gives you value, then in that palace, there is a mouse also. There is a rat also. So you must say, Mr. Rat, Mr. Mouse, mashallah, you're living in such a big palace. What a palace you got. So by things are not our value. If you are driving top of the range Mercedes-Benz and BMW and the latest model, and you attach your value because I'm driving, I sit in a Mercedes. In that Mercedes, there's a fly also flying. So the fly also then should have value. It's also flying in a, it's moving in a Mercedes. So things don't give us value. Our value, in fact, the enemies of Islam, they had passed that they will fool the people that your value is by your material things. At that same time, Allah inspired Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. In my assessment, it was the same time that he made a malfooz and an announcement that the value of a human being is not by his material things. Samaan rahat aur cheez hai. Rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. You can buy the best bed on the market. You got 10-20,000 rand in your pocket. The best bed you can buy. But with a million rand, you can't buy sleep. A bed is something else, and sleep is something else. You can buy your wife the best chocolate. You can buy a black magic, but it won't work magic on her. You can buy the best black magic chocolates for your wife. But love is something else. Chocolates are not love. We think we make our wives happy, gave them this, gave them that. I gave you so much, you must be happy. No. Things are something else. Love is something else. To samane rahat aur cheez hai. Rahat aur cheez hai. If we can understand this. So, Ayaz had qualities in him. So, one of the things, there are so many great lessons. Sit with the ulama. Wherever we hear there is a bayan of an alim, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal. Since yesterday, all the ulama that made bayan, there were such points that I learned, alhamdulillah. Some of them constrained me to take out my diary and note them down. You will learn all. Allah gave me tawfiq, alhamdulillah, since alhamdulillah accept. Whenever I go on any of my segments, one of my niyat is that I will learn something. I will benefit something. And make that niyat and see how much you benefit. You don't know from who and where you learn. Even if maybe a non-Muslim, he tells you some words of advice. Al-hikmatu dhalatu al-mu'min. The words of wisdom are the lost property of a mu'min. And wherever we find it, grab it, take it. Don't be proud that, no, oh, he's a small man. What can I learn? You learn tremendously. So from all the bayans we have been learning. So Ayaz, there are many, many instances in his life of great importance and lessons for us. The one that I'll relate at this time, relevant to this time, the people, the courtiers, the people in the court complained to Mahmud Ghaznavi. They became jealous of Ayaz because he became the favorite of the king, and they started whispering things in his ears. So Mahmud said, I will let you people know who Ayaz is. You'll see his qualities. So on one occasion, he spread all his valuables, gold, diamond, emeralds, rubies, in the big court room, in the big reception room. And he made an announcement that whoever puts his hand on whatever today, it is his. The people went pell-mell, running from here to there, trying, grabbing as much as they can. Ayaz stood still. The king, Mahmud, said, Ayaz, didn't you hear my command? He said, King, what was your command? He said, I said, whoever takes whatever it is, he is today. He said, are you sure, King? He said, of course, I am the king, and my announcement is there. And what I say, I stand by it. So he walked up and he put his hand on Ayaz. He said, if I got you, I got everything. Today what you have put out here, all this gold, diamonds, is a fraction of your what you have got in your treasury. And if I got you, I got everything. Many times our Shaykh, rahimahullah, should explain that when you ask of Allah, if you ask, dono jahan manga ho Allah se, dunya and akhirat, you ask for jannat also, lekin Allah se Allah nahi manga. And you didn't ask of Allah himself, you asked for nothing. And if you asked only of Allah, you asked him, you asked for everything. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? If somebody has to ask me, what dua am I making? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. I'm asking Allah himself. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. And he becomes mine, and he makes me his. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. All the time, this is my dua. یہی رات دن دعا مانگ ان کی محبت کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا. I want the love of Allah Ta'ala. If you get the love of Allah, you have found everything. اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں. ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر. And the unhappiness, anger of Allah is worse than Jahannam. We are asked to refuge from Jahannam, we should. From the fire of, but Allah's displeasure, even if it comes in this world, you won't know what knocked you from where. And the whole world cannot help you. Hey naraazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hoon. And if Allah is happy with you, and such happiness, la taskhatu ba'dahu abada, never ever again become angry with us, Allah. You have got everything. اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانتا ہو اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں. Actually I don't have the desire for this dunya or anything. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانتا ہوں. That Allah forgives me on the day of the Yama. So to ask Allah Ta'ala. So by following sunnats you will get Allah Ta'ala. And if you got Allah Ta'ala, you got everything. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. If you have corrected your matters between you and Allah when you got, and sunnat is so easy that you can get Allah. And when by that you have corrected your matter with Allah. And when you have done that, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah will correct our matters between us and His creation. From there we come to the other meaning of that when Allah is ours. That your wife is your wife. But if you have pleased Allah, if you have pleased Allah, she will be a source of joy and happiness for you. You will find great, great pleasure in your wife. But if you have displeased Allah, Allah will use that same wife to torment you. You won't be able to divorce her also. You'll be caught in a catch-22 situation. You can't leave her also, and she's Jahannam for you also. She will make your life Jahannam. Your shop is your shop. But if you have pleased Allah, Allah will make that shop a source of joy, comfort. You'll milk your shop. You're hardly really coming to shop, but you're just getting the profits. But if you have displeased Allah, you can be running 10 shops, and your headache will just be increasing. Nobody to buy your shops also. You can't get managers also. Everything is going upside down for you. The solution is, we usually catch the cat by the tail. And if you catch the cat by the tail, it turns around and scratches you very badly. Catch it by the neck. So how to sort out our problems? Correct your matters with Allah. But that doesn't come to our mind. We think this one is bad. Make a court case with that one. Go and ask for a ta'weez. Yeah. Go to that maulana. Go to this person. The simple solution, correct your matter with Allah, and Allah himself will correct your matter with the whole creation. Everything of yours will fall in place. This is so simple if Allah can make us understand. So the sunnats are so great that by that we will get jannat also. We'll get jannat is credit. and it's the creation, and we'll get Allah who is the creator, and we'll get Allah now, kesh. And sunnats are so easy. Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. It's the easiest way, whatever you want to do. Take one example of one sunnat, making salam, greeting. Tahiyya, greeting. And the salam of sunnat is such, it is so easy. 24 hours, one. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if you greet in another way, for example, you say good morning, good afternoon. It's 5 to 12 at night. You have to check your watch whether I must say good evening or must I say good night or must I say good morning. 5 past 12 at night. Now it's a.m. It's morning. But it's dark. All are sleeping. But you have to say good morning. But it's night. It's dark, dark, dark. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's few minutes before 12, you have to say good morning. Few minutes after, good afternoon. You have to think of all the different. In Islam, one, so easy, ashal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. What a greeting, assalamu alaikum. How beautiful. Hadrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, the Damat Barakatum, explained on a few occasions to us that in the past, salam was common in the Muslims, because of which there was salamity in health also, salamity in finances also, salamity in love and understanding in the family. Today salam is gone out. And remember, Allah does not leave a vacuum anywhere. If a sunnat goes out, it's replaced with a bid'ah. It is replaced with the ways of the non-believers. Today the sunnats have gone out. The TV is on all the time. And the TV with the antenna and the aerials is inviting shayateen. At the beginning, it is a sugar-coated pearl that tastes very nice, watching TV, the whole family sitting. And as somebody mentioned, sharam, haya, respect is gone out. Mother, father, young daughter, sister, brothers are watching, and they're watching filth altogether. Hey, and all that is a sugar-coated pearl. It looks nice for a while, whether it's a week, a month, a year, 10 years, but then the evil of it comes out. And when the evil comes out, it hits so hard that nobody can solve your problems after that. And with salam, salamati there. What beautiful peace there will be. So sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa. It is the most perfect way. What a greet. Assalamu alaikum. Salam from Allah. What more do you want? But Allah gave us, and this is tahiyyatan min indillah, mubarakatan tayyibah. It's an imported thing. Everyone likes imported things. Our salam is imported from Jannah. It's not local product, it's an imported product. And who brought it? Allah gave it to Adam. And with what detail Allah taught salam to Adam a.s. then make salam to the malaika, their answer, etc. in detail. And our salam is imported from Jannah. Not imported from India, not imported from China. It's imported from Jannah. This beautiful greeting Allah Ta'ala has given us. So it is ajmal. And then, wa rahmatullah. Allah's rahmat also. Not only salamati. That was more than enough. But look at the beginning of our Islam. As by Hafiz Habibullah explained, Islam is love from the beginning, love to the end. Islam is salamati from the end, salamati from the beginning to the end, right till Jannat salamati. Rahmat, everyone wants rahmat. Rahmat Allah is kept in our greeting. Wa rahmatullah, and who's Allah's rahmat? Wa barakatuhu, our shaykh, jazahumullah khair. Allah make the darja of our shaykh higher and higher all the time. Hazrat explained that as-salam is singular, wahid. Wa rahmatullah is singular. Wa barakatuhu, that's plural Allah. Everyone, we all got a good habit of sunnah to ask one another for duas. Make dua for me. Make dua. What dua you want? Barakat dua. Everyone like barakat too much. So Allah knows our mizaj also. You want barakat. So Allah put barakat in plural. Wa barakatuhu. One friend of ours, a good friend from Mauritius, he phones also regularly. When he phones, I know exactly it's him. Wa barakatuhu. He even makes it more, much more the barakat. So anyway, so Allah has given us barakah. So our salam, one alim from Bangladesh was visiting us and he gave three beautiful meanings of salam. The first, that salam is peace, that common general meaning which we all know, peace be upon you. What a great thing. The second meaning of salam that he gave is the name of Allah. As-salamul mu'minul muhaiminul azizul jabbar. Which will mean when you make salam, you are saying, as-salamu ma'akum. May Allah be with you. Like the fatherhood of the family was sleeping the whole night with the family at home, everyone, the whole family, in the morning is going to work. So what he's saying, that I'm going, I was with you, your support for the night, but I'm going now. But I leave Allah with you. May Allah be with you. How lot of solace don't you feel? The whole family, that Allah is with us. And the family give him also answer, wa alaykum as-salam. That may Allah be with you, you're going on the road. The accidents can happen, hijackings can happen. What can happen on the outside? So may Allah be with you also. And when we introduce this to the family, also give ta'aleem first. Don't just, we were never making salam, now we go and make salam. When we are leaving, they also for the family, the mother and the children heard a bayan by Maulana that when the husband leaves, you must make salam. So they all got ready when he was leaving on the balcony on top and he was going out. All, assalamu alaikum. He got a shock. I'm going to die today as well. When they never make salam to me today, all I'm making salam. What is going to happen? Once in Stenga, I made bayan. It was amongst the ladies. And I said that when your husband comes home, then be neat, tidy, doll up also. And then if it's summer, for example, keep a nice glass of juice, milkshake, put a rose also on top, and you present it to your husband. How happy won't he feel? And if the husband comes with a chocolate, with a sweet, and he puts it in his wife's mouth, and even when she's old, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that your wife when she's old also, then also when you just got married, you were doing what? Opening the car door for her, putting food in her mouth, and afterwards nothing of that sort. So even when she's old, put a sweet in her mouth, and say, eh, meri guria, oh my, the old lady, now she's an old lady, wah, meri guria, what a doll I got, shakkar ki puriya, my bag of sugar, what a wonderful, how happy won't she feel. So anyway, I said the wife must welcome the husband like that also. And alhamdulillah, at least I know once in my lifetime one person made amal on what I told. One husband came and he told me that evening, today when I came home, my wife was dressed neat, smart. Old lady also, he's also old, passed away, Allah give them jannah, she's still living. Then it was a glass of milkshake or something. So he got a shock that what's this happening? So he said, why? So she said, no, you just drink it. She said, are you make jadu in it? Or you put poison in it? What is this? Why are you doing this? Till 40 years we married, never you did that. She said, no, that Maulana came and he said, you must do like this. Then after 6 months I happened to go again, he said, Maulana, you'll have to repeat that bayan. But only one day she did that. After that, no more she's making amal on that. Only that one day she made amal on that. So anyway, salam. So when we tell, we do the family also, we never making salam. Now when we leaving, we are making, this is he going to die today or what? So make ta'aleem, tell them that salam is very, very important. So Allah is with you. Allah is with your family. What more we want? The third meaning, salam is giving guarantee. That you are giving somebody guarantee. On guarantee, one person went to Khan Sahab shop in Karachi for a tea shop he had. So he said, Khan Sahab, green chai pilaye, give me green tea. So Khan Sahab never heard about green tea. He didn't say, kya batta hai? Kya bolta hai banda Allah khuda ka? Ki wat kya mangta hai? What are you asking? I don't know what is green. He said, green tea pilao. He said, banda khuda ka, 2 rupees ki chai mangta hai aur guarantee mangta hai. Hey, you ask him for 2 rupees tea and you want guarantee for that also. So he understood green tea for guarantee. So anyway, Allah, it's salam, one of the meaning, you are giving guarantee to the next person. But from my side, you have no fear. I won't interfere with your wealth, with your respect, honor. I won't degrade you, humiliate you. I won't look with a bad eye at your wife, your daughter, your sister. No harm from me, salamati. I guarantee. And when he gives that reply, also salamati. What a beautiful greeting. But unfortunately, what have we traded it in? Nobody trades in his 2002 car for 1980 car. You're trading your car of 2002 for 2010. Whatever else, a later model. We got the greatest model till the day of Qiyamah of greeting. And what we traded it in for? Hello. And what is hello? Is murakkab of two words. Hell, low. We telling that person, you go to hell. And the lowest part of hell. And he also gives you that baddua. That you also go to hell and the lowest part of hell. So therefore all this fitna, now TV, video, western dress, western, because you got the road of Jahannam you got for you. You gave to your family hello, hell, no, they gave you that. So that if we give salamati, Allahu Akbar. My one auntie, she didn't know English, alhamdulillah, so she couldn't say hello. She should say alu, alu. So I say alu is better. Even if you don't get energy, at least your stomach will get full. But this hello, what a terrible thing is that. But unfortunately, also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say, pronounce the words correctly. Many of us, Salaam Alaikum, or Salaam, very common, you indicate, Salaam, Salaam. No, As-Salaam, and pronounce the Hamza, the Alif, As-Salaamu Alaikum. Maulana Abbas Ali Jina, the Ahmad Barakatun, president of the Jamiat al-Ulama in Gauteng, his father, very pious man, alhamdulillah, we met him, we saw him. In those days, when the phone was over the exchange, you had to turn, ring it, and then the exchange, they pick it up, and you give them your number, and they connect you there. So with this white man, Bura, and Bura, why are they called Bura? Qawman Bura. And Bura means stupid people. They made for everyone homeland, for Botswana, and I don't know where and where they made, but they didn't make for themselves a homeland. Now when the government is out of the hand, now they're crying for a homeland. We got our government we live in, make your homeland in Jannah. When your mark will come, your government will get finished. Then you'll cry, Rabbi rji'uni, la'alli a'malu salihan fima taraktu kalla, kalla, never ever. So make your homeland while you are now here, make your homeland in Jannah. When the government is gone, then you want to cry and want a homeland, it's too late. Do it now. Let us also not be qawman bura. So anyway, this white man, he speaks Afrikaans and he used to hear. So whenever he says, I connect the two people to speak, he used to listen whether they connected. So he says, he told Maulana's father, I see you people, the first thing you start talking when you start talking, slanum of the cop. And when the reply comes, Mahitum Khaslan. So he said, why you can speak like this? What is this? Now we, Islam Alaikum. So according to his Afrikaans, how he made it out, Slanum of the cop. And we reply, Malikum Salam. Mahitum Khaslan. Now just see, because of our wrong pronunciation, how what wrong meanings they also made out. What is Salam and what the poor man made out of Salam? It is our fault. We don't pronounce properly. We should pronounce it properly. Assalamu alaikum. And many people, our old people, Malikum Salam. What meaning it takes up also, negative or question or whatever. And even we, Walaikum Salam. There is a Ayn. Wa alaikum Assalam. Take pride in our greeting, take pride. What a beautiful greeting Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Allahu Akbar. For a sunnat, assalamu alaikum, laka ashara, 10 nakis. Wa rahmatullah, 20. Wa barakatuhu, 30. You made a sunnat alive, 100 shaheed sawab in this time. And what love will come? Peace and sarur, wallah, just make salam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afshaw salama. That spread the salam. The word ifsha, which is used in this hadith, is also used in another hadith where we are prohibited from ifsha is sir. The secret of a person, don't spread it, don't go and broadcast it. So the word broadcast is ifsha. But salam, broadcast the salam. Make it common. It comes in a hadith, if you make 20 people salam in a day and you die that day, straight to Jannah you go. So complete your quota and make your 20 salams. So ifsha is sir. If you want something to spread more faster than internet, TV, what you do, you go and tell your friend, I'm telling you a secret, but don't tell anyone. And see, it spreads faster than TV also, and faster than internet. Actually, we were supposed to spread salam so fast and so much. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Salam is a very great ibadah. It's a shiar of Islam, which we are today, we are shy to make salam. Hi, dead. Hi, in Urdu, afsos. Oh, mar gaya. Hi, hi. Kya ho gaya? Dead, mar gaya. Hi, dead. Mara ke ho dead. Dead ko, dead ko mar jai to acha. Dead. 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 You be dead. And afsos ka, hi, dead. Hi, dead. Ye kya tariqa? What a thing Allah has given us. Assalamu alaikum. What a beautiful greeting of Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq. We make firm niyat that I'm never going to say hello on the phone again. And never, I'll say assalam. If you say anything else, give your name if you don't know if it's a Muslim that's phoning. Give your name, give your number. Say, can I help you? Whatever it is. But cut away. Don't even give non-Muslims the dua of hello. Give a salam, make the salam alive also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat-e-kareema I recited, the talk is only starting now. That was only the introduction. So the ayat-e-kareema I recited, Allah is the first command which has come in the Quran. Right at the beginning, Alhamdu Sharif, introduction to Allah, our object of life, Sirati Mustaqim. And now that Sirati Mustaqim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi. This, you want Sirati Mustaqim? This is the Kitab, the whole Kitab. Then those who believe in it, in a few ayats, Allah explained who are the mu'mineen, mukhlisin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna salat. Then Allah explained the kafirin, who are open, everyone knows. The two groups Allah explained in the first ruku. Then in the second long ruku, about 13 ayats, Allah explained the munafiqeen. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Allah said, وَمَا هُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ But these are those people. So the munafiqeen, 13 long ayats, 13 one long ruku. So that we be careful of the munafiqin. They are the snakes in the grass. They are the enemies sitting amongst you. And today in our communities they are present. And they are the danger people. Very dangerous people. So Allah, so that we don't become munafiqin, we get safe from it. And we understand who are our enemies. So that till Qiyamah there can be only three groups. Till today there are those people who say we are also Muslims. But they don't believe in the finality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They may believe in some Nabi-e-Buruji, Nabi-e-Zilli, some other kind of Nabi they believe in also. Or somebody who believes that Aliyu-Wasiyullah. Or whatever other wrong beliefs they have got. They say we are Muslims. Allah says, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي What me and my Sahaba. When it is told to them, Aminu kama aminu nas, kama aminu Sahaba. How the Sahaba brought Iman. They say, Nu'minu kama aminu Sufaha. Na'uzubillah. They say, what kind? Today we tell the people, believe in Islam as Islam is. Oh, that's a camel age religion. Oh, you are extremist. Oh, you are fundamentalist. You don't know. Today is a modern time. Islam, we must cut and trim it according to our time. Then you are right. No, Allah says all that kind of Islam will not be accepted. To tattoo, make a lion or anything on your body is haram. But I'm giving, not the masala, I'm just giving an example. One person wanted a lion to be tattooed on his palm, wherever it was. So he went to the person who does it. That person took a pen and pricked him. So he pained. So he jumped. What's happening? He said, making the tail of the lion. So you can't have a lion without the tail. It's too painful. They leave that tail out. So he said, okay. So he pricked him again. What you doing now? Again he pained him, making the ear of the lion. So you can't have a lion with one ear. You have to have two ears. Again he pricked him. What? The other ear. Now everything is painful for you. What lion you're going to have? Today to practice upon Islam, sunnah, beard, painful. I can't keep a beard. I can be a Muslim without beard. Who say I'm not a Muslim? I'll be a Muslim without a beard. No Fajr Salah in your Subuh Salah in your life. If I don't make my Subuh doesn't mean I'm a non-Muslim. I'm still a Muslim. So without Subuh also, you're still a Muslim without Fajr. Puasa is too much for me. I can't manage it. Summer Puasa. Long. And who say I'm not a Muslim if I don't fast? I'm still a Muslim. So everything you want to cancel, what lion you're going to have? What Islam and Iman you're going to have? Everything you want to take out. So this is not going to help us. That iman and Islam which Allah wants. So be careful of this nifaq. Of nifaq amali. Practical nifaq today has become widespread. May Allah save us from nifaq i'tiqadi. That in our beliefs also that we become munafiqs. May Allah protect us. We are living in very dangerous times now. Yusbihu rajulun mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. These are those times that a person at our universities, what and what is taught and what the environment which is in the universities. One friend, doctor friend of ours, he wanted to enroll his son in a university. He said, when I went to the university, I said, I must throw my son in the fire of Jahannam, cauldron of Jahannam, I must throw my son. He said, that environment I saw there, and these are the worst dens of evil, where your brain, your mind gets hijacked, where your whole attitude changes. Our children are going to universities, outwardly they still wear kurta when they come home, they still come masjid also, but what's that? Their hearts have changed already. Their minds have changed already. Be very careful of this sweet poison which is being given out in the name of education. And this is not my subject now, but the secular education, just in short, anything what is called secular, secular government, secular state, secular education means everything minus Allah. That is what is called worldly education is different. We need architects, we need doctors, we need all this. But secular education is that education minus Allah. Where Allah plays no role in your life. He is out of the equation. He is out of the picture. That is what means secular. So that is a very, very important thing also. And one article is getting ready. When it comes, inshallah, on the website, please do read it. It's very important. And understand what we are doing with our children in the name of fulfilling their rights and in the name of giving them education. And in the name of loving our children, we worried of the future, worry of the akhirah, worry of the qabr. Don't just worry of this dunya. We understand what education we are doing. Anyway, after discussing these three groups, then Allah addressed all of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, not only ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, but mankind. O ubudu rabbakum, make ibadat of your Rabb. O ubudu, make ibadat. There are few meanings that I'll briefly just mention. One ibadat which we know, salah, saum, hajj, tilawat, dhikr, all that is ibadat. The second meaning of ibadat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. So the first command Allah gave us is that we must gain the ma'rifat of Allah. Recognition. Let us know who Allah is. When we hear the Muazzin say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, let us know who is that being who is this greatest being. But today our condition, may Allah for there is another very important area. When Adhan is being called, we are talking about dunya things. Indifferent to Adhan. We don't give Adhan, we don't give jawab to Adhan. We don't respect Adhan. And if we don't respect Adhan, there is a great fear of nifaq and hypocrisy being in us. That what they call shiar of Islam. And if you are doing dini work, bayan, dars or something, it's permissible. Though it's better you stop also and you respect the Adhan. But today dunya's talks are carrying on and no respect of Adhan. It's a very, very serious matter. So, the name of Allah. And when we start our salah, Allahu Akbar, let us realize I've surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Like a soldier, when he surrenders on the battlefield, we have surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Let us realize my whole dunya, I've thrown it behind me. My office is behind me, my house is behind me, my shop is behind me. Now it's me and it's you, oh my Allah. In this way, let that reality of the recognition of Allah comes. When we sit in a plane, almost right at the beginning, what we hear, buckle up. You must put your seat belts on. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has to explain that if you see the seat belts, exactly how we have to fasten our hands in salah. Just like that, that middle thing goes in there and on the side it is held. Yeah, you are not going to fly at 900 meters, a kilometer, 800, 900 meters above the sea level. You're not going to fly. You're going to fly to Jannah. You are going to the Arsh of Allah. And if you're not buckled up properly, that is why then we fall off. Now this thought comes in our mind, this thought, the whole world's thoughts. Now you did this work, now you are in Delhi, now you are in Paris, now you, the whole world. And how many, what work you did in your 2 rakats of Salah? Because you didn't buckle up. If you buckle up properly, it will help you to, your thoughts will be under control. You will have your direction towards Allah Ta'ala. So the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. The third meaning of ibadat, that abdiyat must come in you. That you become a slave of Allah Ta'ala. And this will happen when we make the niyat also of salah, that Ya Allah, I'm fulfilling your command. I'm your slave. Whether it makes sense to me or not, don't you look for logical explanations and don't ask for everything. Isme hikmat kya hai? Isme raaz kya hai? What is your small brain going to understand the hikmat and the raaz? If you want to understand hikmat and raaz, the logic and the understanding, read Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi's explanation and you'll know that you don't know anything whatsoever. Read Imam Razi, Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali's tafsir. Read those people who have written on the logical explanation and we'll realize our brains are so small we can't comprehend anything. One person like this who asked one sheikh, one maulana, that what is the, why this, why that, why not this, which is common that we ask all the time. So maulana gave him an explanation and he didn't understand. So he complained more. So Maulana took his stick and hit him on his head. So he said, that's your problem with you sheikhs and your maulanas. You can't give us proper explanations. Then you resort to violence, you hit us. Maulana said, I didn't hit you. He said, Maulana, sheikh, you're lying. You got so big beard, so big turban and jubba you got, and you still lying. He said, I didn't hit you. He said, then who hit me? He said, that magnet in your head. Pull the magnet in my stick and my stick came on your head. Then he realized, and he said, you make shukr that you got a very small magnet in your head. If you had a big magnet and it should pull the stick with force, your head should split into two. Then he realized that all the scientific explanations and what is Allah's command. So we, our salat, I have to make one ruku, 2 sajdas. I have to make 2 rakats for fajr. I have to make 4 for zuhr. Why we want to know the wisdom and the reasoning behind it? It's my Allah's commandment. And I have to do what my Allah Ta'ala tells me. So that is abdiyat must come, slavery in a person. Hazrat, and then by that we must become an abid. We must become an abd of Allah Ta'ala. Slave of Allah. And a slave, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali bought a slave from the market, brought the slave home, asked, what will you eat? He said, what choice I got? What the master gives, I will eat. What clothes will you wear? What choice I got? What, in detail he asked him, everything, I got no choice, what my master gives you. He set him free, he gave him money. He said, you have taught me how to be a slave of my Allah. That I must know, ask no questions, I have to keep puasa in December, I have to keep puasa in June. I must start from before sunrise, the time of Subh Sadiq, and I must finish at my, I got no reason to ask or anything. We are working for Allah. When you work for your boss, if you are earning 10,000 rand, and your boss said, from tomorrow, I'm making your salary 20,000 rand. Oh, you're over the moon. But one condition, when I go to toilet, you must come wash me. You say, no problem. 10,000 more I'm getting, whether it's I have to wash you, I have to do whatever you say. But I'm getting 10,000 more. I'm ready for it. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us not 10,000, 20, 100 million. He gave us our eyes. He gave us our brains. He gave us our heart. He's the one who feeds us. He gives us our peaceful sleep. He gave us our beautiful wives. He gave us our beautiful children. And we still want to ask him why this and why that. We should become and all this we do, it's our duty, we the slaves of Allah. But he's going to give you Jannat in return. He's going to give you the Hurul Ain of Jannat. He's going to give you the food that وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ مُزْلَمْ مِنْ حَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. What is he going to give you? فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَانِ. What beautiful rivers and fountains of Jannat. Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. What beautiful the hurum. All this, and you still want to ask questions? Why this? Why that? Your bosses give you 10,000 more and you are prepared to wash him when he goes toilet also. You are prepared to do anything, and Allah who has done everything for you, and why, and if, and what. No, that is not at all a mu'min. Today, how many Muslim women will say, it's my body, I can do with it what I want to. It's not your body, it's amanat from Allah. Allah gave it as a trust to you. A person says, my money, wedding coming in the family, I'll spend it, nobody, no maulana or sheikh must come tell me, I mustn't be extravagant, I mustn't waste my money. It's not your money, it's an amanat, it's a trust from Allah Ta'ala by you. Allah has given us this. And the last meaning, the fifth meaning which I'll explain of ibadat, is that our 24 hours we can make ibadat. 8 hours you sleep more or less. Your niyat is that to restore my health, to become fresh again, I will fulfill Allah's commands again. 8 hours and sleep with sunnah, tariqah, and get up with sunnah. Your 8 hours of sleep is written as ibadat baba. 8 hours you spend in your shop, in your office, with the niyat of earning halal. That I have to look after farzun ba'd al-faraid. I must look after my family, etc. Your 8 hours in your earning, your shop is also ibadat. Where can you get a deen like this? You eat food, your wonderful meals you have, what enjoyment you have. And you read the dua, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. All your past sins are forgiven. Where are you going to bring a deen like Islam? You ate all mammoths, you enjoyed just this one small dua, and all your past sins are forgiven. When you wear your clothes, Alhamdulillah الذي كساني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. All your past sins are forgiven, all your future sins are forgiven. This is the beautiful deen of Islam. So one meaning of ibadat is ma'rifat of Allah. And that is our first and foremost faraiz, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is so manifest. Jo zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Oh Allah, you are everywhere. And just go. And this is the purpose of our Islahi Jalsa. And these Islahi Majalis. And our what we call Tasawwuf. And what we call Khanqa. And Piri Muridi. And becoming Bay'at. And all this is, these are the spiritual doctors that will open the eyes of the heart. And then you will be able to see Allah. Even if you want to close your eyes, you will still see Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made himself everywhere. Over 6,000 ayats of the Quran. Ayat means direction. You gave somebody, your driver, direction, you must go and deliver goods here. You explain to him, you saw he didn't understand. Then you write it down for him, nicely point form, you come here, this landmark, that garage, this turn, this signboard, still you see he didn't understand. You give him GPS, navigator, you explain to him, you show him on the navigator, you come here, here, you must turn. Still he didn't understand. You're in contact with him on your cell phone also. And still he gets lost. One person who went Durban, one Indian fella, he asked him directions, where must I go? So Indian fellow told him, you to go straight, at the robo you turn left, at the stop street you turn right, at the filling station you turn left, then you turn straight, and then you get lost. So if somebody gives you directions like that, then how can you ever find your direction? You must turn straight, and then you must get lost. But Allah didn't give us directions like that. Allah gave us such directions, and Allah, when a person reads Quran Sharif, Nazra he completes. The Ustad taught him. Then he became Hafiz. The Ustad taught him. Then he did Tafsir. The Ustad taught him. After all that, the Ustad didn't find Allah. The student didn't find Allah. We are more worse than that Indian fellow also. They put you off track like that. That after studying so much, we haven't still found Allah. If you have found Allah in your Salah, when you, before Salah, that you will think of Allah. That Allah, you have made this salah farad on me, I'm fulfilling this farad, it is your duty. And when you say Allahu Akbar, you won't have to, automatically you'll be cut off from the whole dunya. Your thoughts will be with Allah. And that salah, that is inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. One is our salah, which is an exercise, up and down. We last in the masjid, first out of the masjid. And up and down, and back to town. Just a few little nods and knocked it left, right and center and gone again. Back in, what kind of a salah is that? Make salah. So this is when we'll know who Allah is. From the adhan time. And then we'll try and come early. We'll prepare yourself. And then when you surrender yourself to Allah, that is what is called salah. So recognition, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala is, and that is what is this object. What is khanqa? Two things only. Our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, should make this dua commonly, that, Ya Allah, awliya'i siddiqeen, ki muntaha, muntaha darjah tak pahunchaye. The end of the limit of awliya'i siddiqeen, or islah mukammal or kamil nasib farma. Just complete your islah, your spiritual connection. What is a khanqa? Spiritual hospital. Who doesn't know the need of hospitals? Government hospitals, we say service very bad. We are in private hospitals, very expensive. We got problems everywhere. And so, but we still have to go. And those hospitals are there. And you know you're going to die. You spend nowadays 2 million rand on that 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman trying to help her. 2 million rand you spend, but she's going to die. Even if she gets saved now, tomorrow she's going to die. But our spiritual ailments, which the repercussion and the evil effect of it will start in the qabr. No time for it, not 1 second. No money for it. Today we're going for treatment to Bangkok. We're going treatment to India. We are going treatment to Pakistan. Everywhere in the world we're going for physical ailments. And you have to die. There's no two ways. Who got a doubt that he's going to die? But for our spiritual ailments, no, Karachi is very far. I can't become bayat to Sheikh in Karachi, it's too far. I can't, nobody yet. We are not prepared to look for a doctor also. The hospital, khanqas are spiritual hospitals. And these are more essential. The khadim of Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was under treatment in a Bombay hospital. So they asked him to sign for his operation. So he said, I'll ask first my spiritual doctor. Doctor asked, who is your spiritual doctor? We are your doctors. He said, get all the doctors together, I'll explain. Then he explained to them, you take our blood all the time. And you test for sugar, you test for cholesterol, you test for this, everything, you are tested. Tell me, can you test and tell me how much anger I got in me? How much jealousy I got in me? How much love of dunya? He said, no, these things we can't test. He said, that is the spiritual doctor, Ruhani doctor. He will test all this. So these are absolutely essential. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri, the Ahmad Barakatum, said that in the past an alim graduated and his worry, his fikr was to start khanqa. And he has built a very big khanqa. Alhamdulillah, I went there, I wanted to see where our Shaykh stayed with his Shaykh Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah. For 17 years, which jungle they stayed. And what Hazrat explains, the river there, the dam there, all I wanted to, Allah took me, Alhamdulillah. I was so happy to see all that. So I saw his khanqa, 3-floor building. And he has made near to make 100 khanqas in India. So he says, like for example, a visitor came. Some places we go, when they're taking us around the town, they say, this is our prison. They're proud they got a prison, which means they are proud they got crooks in the town. That is what it means, a prison. How many families are proud we got so many lawyers in our family? Which means that you are proud you got so many criminals. Otherwise you don't need lawyers. Other families are proud they got so many doctors. That means you got sick people in your community. And you are proud that we are a community of sick people. You must be proud of Hafiz al-Quran, who has learned Kalamullah. Be proud of the Qari who reads Quran beautiful and correctly. Be proud of the ulama, the muftiyan, those Hafiz al-Hadith, Hafiz all that is what you must be proud about. So somebody will say, Khanqa, what is this? Khanqa. What's Khanqa? Like today everyone is asking, what is this Khanqa? Like Imran told me, he received a SMS that who are you people? I received one email, what is Hanka? It looks like somebody from overseas, I think, I don't know. What is Hanka? All this, what you people starting, what is all this Hanka and Hanka and what you feel, who are you people, what are you up to? So people, this is a good sign they question. Now is an opportunity that you explain to them what is this. So when they see the masjid, these are the Muslim place where they pray, synagogue where the Jews pray, this school, this hospital, this, that. But the khanqa, so if we, every alim should have a khanqa. And Ali must make his own Islah, and his first primary worry must be to make the Islah of the people. And that was the Shaykh Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali. His Shaykh sent him to Ajmer. And Allahu Akbar. William Mir, who is an English historian, he writes in his one Safar from Ajmer to Agra, 90,000 people accepted Islam. Right? Or 9 million or 90,000. What was that Islam fikr? Today, we ulama, I'm doing, making imamat. I'm teaching Beishti Zewar. I'm teaching Bukhari Sharif. That is all. Now, every alim must have this fikr of his own Islam and Islam of other people. This is what we are gathered for. So, and this starts two ways we can do it. One is you make your Islam. You remove all your illnesses, spiritual illnesses, which is the difficult way our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say. Like you had a piece of ground, you weren't using it. Now all shrubs grew in there, thorns, thorn trees, all dirt, filth, it's neglected. Now you want to develop the place, you want to build a house, a factory, whatever. So you have to now clear it up. The one way of doing it, you start digging and taking out all the shrubs and all the thorns and everything. It's rainy season, fertile ground. You cleaned about 1 meter, your back is paining now. Then you stand up and you look at the back, you say, oh, the shrubs grew already at the back. Another 1 meter, again they grow more higher yet. You won't come to an end. And this is the case of the vast majority who write there over their correspondence. We got rid of this bad habit and then it came back again. We got rid of this habit, I Fajr 2 weeks I was regular. After that again I'm sleeping, I'm not getting up for Fajr. My drug habit, I kicked it for 2 weeks, now I got back to it again. So this is the case, you try and get rid of one and the others grow again. So this is a difficult process. And the other appropriate way of cleaning that land, you just put a fire match, a match there. And you light it and everything burns. And when it burns finish, that same thing becomes fertilizer for your ground again. So the one way is to try and make your Islah one thing. And the easy way, which is the tariqah of our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, wa radiyallahu anhum, that what Hazrat taught us, that put the light or the fire of the love of Allah in your heart. And when Allah's love will come into your heart, then all these things will just burn out. Allahu Akbar, Shah Wasiullah, rahimahullah, ilahabadi, what a beautiful explanation he gave. He says that in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً, kings when they enter and they conquer a ground, أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. This is the habit that they do. They destroy the people there. What's happening in Syria? All the infrastructure is gone. What they did in Afghanistan? These are people when they conquer, this is what they do. So this is their nature. So he says the same way, when Allah conquers your heart, when Allah Ta'ala conquers your heart, then all the first thing Allah does, his opposition, pride, jealousy, who are all the opposition of Allah, love of dunya, love of name and fame, all those things, Allah destroys them. Now Allah takes control of that heart. So you just make an effort to bring Allah in your heart. And Allah will destroy your enemies. Allah will clean your whole land. So this is an easy way, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's love comes with the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person recognizes Allah. And in everything, you will be shocked to see the greatest proof of the existence, the love, the oneness, the qudrat of Allah is you yourself, O insan. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. For example, according, we know that when a child is born, no teeth in the mouth, because he doesn't need it, and then milk teeth come, because he's going to have some light needs, then the actual teeth come after that. According to us, if we had to make the teeth, and we had to plan it, we should say when a child is 1 year old, then his tooth must be 1 millimeter. So when he's 10 years, 10 millimeters, 1 centimeter, the bottom tooth, the top tooth, 1 centimeter. When he's 20, 25, he's now marriageable age. So his tooth will be 1 inch, the bottom one, 2 and a half centimeters, and the top 2 and a half centimeters. And when he gets married, it's sunnah to look at your bride also, have a glance. And when he'll go and look at her, and his teeth are so big, she'll run from the other door there. But who my mother, father are getting me married to a human or to a bulldozer? To this earth-moving machine for what? But no problem, her teeth should be also so big. And on that occasion, the both of them smile also a little bit. So with his big, big teeth, and if you grew, he lived till the age of 80. And old grandmother, grandfather's teeth, 8 centimeters top one. The small one, 8 centimeters, your grandchildren will never come near you. But granny will eat me up with so big teeth, and granny will be happy when she sees her grandchildren. And she'll smile with so big teeth. Whose udrat is it? Your teeth come to one level and they stop growing after that. Whole life they don't grow again. What is Allah Ta'ala's udrat? Allah? Allah Ta'ala has made 360 joints in the human body. If we have to explain 360 joints, we'll need the whole year for bayan. So we'll only explain one, and that also very briefly. This elbow joint. How much we use it. But if this joint was not there, your hand was straight, and you got all this perfect, no gout, no arthritis, nothing on your fingers. You got your food in your fingers, and you want to eat, and you got no joint here. Try your best to bring the food to your mouth, or take your mouth to the food. You won't be able to. If you think I'm doing some drama, and you are not shy, you can try it out now. If you are shy, then don't do it at home. But don't go and do it in front of your wife. She says, I don't know which Sheikh Maulana came here and what black magic jadu he did. What's this? What's wrong with my husband? What's he doing like this? So go in the bathroom and lock the door. Maybe she comes in and put the light off. Maybe she peeps, and then whole night you try to bring your fingers to your mouth or take your mouth to your fingers. You won't succeed. Who is it that this one joint we eat comfortably? No problem whatsoever. And your car, 6 months, 15,000, 50,000, whatever, 20,000, service is necessary. If we ever get notice, we have to service this joint. We have to do oiling and greasing. The ball bearings are finished. Change them now. Whole life we are using them. And silently, well, we are grown ups. If there wasn't this joint, what was the enjoyment in married life also? Who gave us this joint? And by which, what mammoth of Allah we are not enjoying? How great is not Allah? Look in, and this is only one, two things. All the time to zahir hai, aur laakh parde mein hai tu. To baatin hai, aur sakht izhaar tera. You are so open. I can't help but see you when you're sleeping. You are tired. Your head is throbbing. You don't know whether your head reached the pillow first or whether you fell asleep first. And then, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Who gives you that sweet sleep? What a restoring sleep and that enjoyable. But when you get up in the morning, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana and wa ilayhi nushur. What is the qudrat of Allah? When the sun rises, Alhamdulillah illadhi aqalana yawmana hadha wa lam yuhlikna bi zunubina. What could not have happened? So this is the recognition of Allah. To find that, and for that, it is very easy. One important aspect which I feel has not been discussed in our talks now, is that all this, where do we get it? We get it, and the thing is, many of us feel, we can do it ourselves. I don't need a sheikh. Why do I need a sheikh? All this is logical. But how many of us, we never thought about these common things? Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Abdul was a great sheikh of Azhar. He visited our subcontinent, India, Pakistan. He went to Darul Uloom Deoband also. He was having meals with Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah. As they were eating, Egyptians, Arabs commonly eat with spoon and knife fork. So he told Allama Anwar Shah, you also eat with a fork. So immediately Maulana put his fingers like this and he said, I am eating with a fork. This is a fork. I am eating with a fork, and my fork is better than your fork in four ways. That my fork, first of all, that my fork, when I, it can feel the temperature of the food. Your fork can't, there's no thermometer. Allah put a built-in thermometer. If you sometimes put too hot food in your mouth, how doesn't it burn? So my food can feel the temperature. Secondly, my fork bends easily. So I catch my food, I put to make it qabza, hold it in my fingers very easily. I see you people with the spoon, with the knife and fork, sometimes a piece of meat running this side in the plate, that side, to try and get it, you have a problem. I just grab it very easily. Thirdly, with my fork, if I have to hit my teeth, no pain, no real problem. With your fork, big problem. Blood also comes out. You injure yourself also. My fork, after eating, gives off a fluid. When I suck it, my food gets digested. And Allah made the system, your fork can do that also. So my fork is better than your fork in four ways. And to this, I made a new addition with an E. And in my addition, I made three additions with an A. That my fork is Allah made. And your fork is China made. Or Indonesia. And if it's China made, halfway your meal, your fork will break also. Secondly, my fork, I washed it myself, sunnah to wash your hands before eating. And then dry. The greatest antiseptic is water. So no germs on your food. Your fork, I don't know who washed it, how they washed it, whether it's washed also or not. And the third thing, that and my fork is sunnah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your fork is tariqah of the dushman. So these are the, so just see our sunnah tariqah in everything. How valuable, isn't it? So if we eat also in this way, and we understand the qudrat of Allah's power and Allah's ma'rifat comes, everything. So, one more thing I wanted to mention. One family member was ill some years ago. Allah grant all our people Jannah. I then visited him in the hospital. As I came to the door of the hospital, his son, young man, married, ran out to me. He said, you know what? Daddy, today, first time, he ate with his own hands. We eating all the time with our own hands. Do we ever recognize? Do we ever make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? If you have to be fed by somebody, and those who are on drips, what is their condition? We eat what we want to, little bit this, little bit, how much we want, how we want we can eat. Then when I went to my family member, he was lying on the bed, with his leg stretched out. He lifted his right leg little bit. He said, Maulana, today first time I can lift my leg. And we came walking here, how many of us we came running, we jumped up the stairs, young people, healthy, no problem. Do we ever think? This is the reason why we need the spiritual doctor to open the eyes of the heart. And when he will open it, now you don't need the doctor all the time. You'll see with your own eyes and you'll just see Allah Ta'ala. Wherever you see, you will see Allah Ta'ala. Allah will appear to you everywhere, you will see. And when you see Allah in your namaz, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khaira, should explain that an arif, a person who the cataract of the eyes of the heart has been taken out and he can see, he's eating, he's joking and laughing, takes him so close and high to Allah, where our tahajjud can't take us. Because we are ghafil in our tahajjud. We are ghafil, unmindful in our namazes. In our salat, we are unmindful. And those people, in their joking, they are connected with Allah Ta'ala. In their eating, that plate of food that comes, Allahu Akbar, this plate of biryani, this the rice from Pakistan, basmati rice, and the chicken from which farm, or the mutton from the Karoo, the peas from where, and the spices from Zanzibar, Malawi, and the zafran from Spain, and the butter from Australia, all Allah gave you in one plate. Can 70, 80, 100 rand ever pay for it? Impossible. Who is this who gave it to you? That one Allah Ta'ala. Mehwa hayrat ho, husn ke jalwah ga mein. Ap nigaah kahin nahi hai. When the eyes of your heart are open, there's the work. We can't do it on our own. Ra'yul alil alil. The opinion of a sick man is sick. A doctor is sick. He has to go to another doctor. He can't treat himself. That is why we need these Ahlullah. These great people who will open the eyes of our hearts. And when they will open it, then you will say, you will be constrained to say it. Whether you know the words or the zuban-e-haal, you will say, Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Now I'm not, my eyes are nowhere. Not at this beauty, not at that waterfalls, not at that mountain, nowhere. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Ab koi nahi hai nigaah mein. And nobody and nothing is in my eyes. Nahwa hayrat kara ho,
حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں. I'm standing astonished in the beauty parlor of Allah Ta'ala. I'm just seeing Allah's beauty everywhere. And Allah is just beauty. Allah is only love. The name Qahhar, there is love in there. The name Muntaqim, there is love in there. In every name of Allah, from beginning to end, it is love, it is kindness, it is beauty, it is joy that open our eyes. Because we are mesmerized, we are seeing beauty in the filth today. Eh? This woman with that eyelash or whatever, and some woman, what their complexion and what nature of the color. Look like spooks, really. But unfortunately, how many of us, we say, oh, how they look. They look like spooks with all the dressing. How many old ladies with that stuff dressing? Hey, and the jeans of theirs, and you pay more for torn jeans than proper jeans. How are you pay more for half socks than full socks? What and what? How stupid they have made us, but we accept. When the eyes of the heart will open, wallah, you'll see the beauty of Sunnah. You'll see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. اب نگاہ کہیں نہیں ہے. اب کوئی نہیں نگاہ میں. میں حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں. تیرے جلووں کے آگے ہمت شرح و بیان رکھی. When I saw your beauty, oh Allah, I couldn't speak anymore. When I spoke, I couldn't stop speaking anymore. زباں بے نگاہ, نگاہ بے زباں رہ گئی. Now when my eyes looked, my tongue stopped. When my tongue started speaking, wallah, there is no great, the creator of all beauty, the creator of all joy, the creator of all love, the creator of all sweetness is none other but Allah. And whatever we see in this world, the love parents, mothers have got for their children, the kindness that is shown in the world, is not a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of the love and kindness of Allah. And who gets connected with Allah? And now the important thing is, where do we get this? Where do we find this love of Allah Ta'ala? Hafiz Habibullah, wo kya hai shuru mein? Wo shuru wo ashar? Jo maine aapse pucha tha? That when a person wants to find Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, mujhe sahal ho gayi manzil hai. My road become very easy for me now. Mujhe sahal ho gayi manzil hai ke itke chiraag raah ke bhi jal gaye. The lights of the road also are lit up. Now you are traveling on that road, there are lights also. There is water flowing, beautiful flowers. How easy mujhe sahal ho gayi manzil ke chiraag raah bhi sahal ho gaye. Tere haath haath mein aa laga. When you gave your hand in the hand of your sheikh and you made him your guide now. Tere haath haath mein aa laga to chiraag raah ke bhi to hawa ki rukh bhi badal gayi. When the aeroplane flies from Johannesburg to Buenos Aires or to in America, South America, Australia, Perth. One direction, they take about 1 hour more. The other direction, it's 1 hour less. What is the explanation? Distance is the same. In the one direction, the wind is against the plane. So it can't move if the wind is strong. The other direction, the wind is behind the plane. It's pushing it. So it comes more quicker. So we know that we want to make our Islam. Many of us, the wind is against us. Temptations of dunya, laziness that we have got, the work of this dunya, but just make a share and your road becomes easy. Tanha nahi chal sagoge mohabbat ke raah mein. Main chal raha hoon, aap mere saath aaye. That you won't be able to walk. Many try to walk this road on their own. They destroy themselves. Don't try and fix your own zikr also. Don't try and fix your own wazifas also. It is like a person who thinks that a certain medicine is very healthy. I'll take, not a doctor told me one capsule, I'll take 20 capsules. Go and dig your qabr before that. Hey, you have to know, you have to have a good doctor who knows you. So ask your spiritual doctor, he will guide you. Sahal, unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. If you want to meet Allah, there is only one way. Those who know Allah, Ar-Rahman, tas'al bihi khabira. Get in contact and touch with them, they will take you to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is an easy way. For example, we came to Cape Town, we are from Johannesburg, we don't know the area yet, but Alhamdulillah, Brother Imran, Muhammad, all our friends were there at the airport, they made arrangement, we had no worry. Here's the car, sit in the car, you can sleep also, you will reach your destination. And on your own, your taxi driver, he might, I don't know, which chakkar he will put you. And where's chakkar road also? He'll take you on the chakkar, on chakkar road also. And he will pay, he will make you pay so much. And where, what can what taxi drivers do with passengers in the world? How you get robbed by the people? But you got somebody, you know, he takes you. So once you got your share, he will just take you. You got no worry. You can be sleeping also, he will take you safely. So just make connection with this Ahlullah and then see how we will reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is what is the Khanqah. This is what is this Islahi Jalsa. This is what is becoming Bay'at, your guide, your doctor, your teacher for everything. A girl wants to make roti and she wants to do it on her own. She will make such a shape of the roti, which geometry hasn't got a name for that shape also. It won't be a hexagon, it won't be a pentagon, it won't be, there will be no name for that roti. And it will be so burnt on the one side and so raw on the other side. But just let her mother teach her, her auntie, her sister teach her. They will shout her also. They will perhaps just give her a little slap also, do it like this, do it like this. And finally, you will get such a roti, garam garam ghee roti. How you will enjoy that roti. So just get a share and with small effort, see what results you will get. And on your own, there are many people who tried and traversed this road on their own. They destroyed themselves. They didn't reach their destination. Don't be fooled. You remember, La ilaha is in front, the most important. But more as far as practicality is concerned, more important is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah, you will never reach La ilaha illallah. And from Muhammadur Rasulullah till today, the man, al-ulama warathatul anbiya, till you this ulama haq rabbaniyin, till you don't follow them, you won't make your contact with Allah. We think I can just go to Allah directly, but this is the system Allah has kept. If you got problems, you can ask Allah when you meet Him why you did it like this. But this is the system Allah has kept, that with somebody's hand, you will reach by Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you cannot reach on your own. That without Muhammadur Rasulullah, nobody can reach the reality of La ilaha illallah. So in the same way, to reach Allah, Allah has, you want to climb where they were closing the windows or opening them. Now if a person says, I don't need the ladder, I'll just go and open it. It's impossible. You need the ladder and you'll have to go step by step on that ladder. So to reach Allah, you will need this ladder which Allah has made the system. And once you go step by step, and all our mashayikh are connected right to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our hadith sanad, mashallah, Maulana Muhammad Mazhar sahab, Dhamad Barakatum, has got a very high hadith sanad. And I will advise the ulama to take ijazat from Maulana. Very rare in the world you can get a sanad. Satra wasta. Shola. Only 16 intermediaries from Maulana to Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very difficult. Why Maulana is here? Take ijazat from Maulana. In the same way, our spirituality, our sanad is also right to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our fiqh is, the sanad is right to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, and this is the distinguishing feature of Islam and Muslim. No other nation. Today we have forgotten our lineage. That how we have come. Some people still remember my grandfather came from India, he came from Burma, he came from this place, the family is there, we still know the family. But many of us have lost contact. We came from Java, we came from where? We have lost contact. That we have lost, that our Iman and our Islam, our fiqh and our hadith, our tafsir, alhamdulillah, our sanad is 100% intact, protected, mahfuz, we have got our sanad. That is only which Islam has got. No other religion in the world has got sanad like this. Nobody in the world, till Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till today our sanad is intact. And imagine what Maulana's ijazat, only 16 people in between you, and what Maulana will be 17 between us, and till Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only 17 people in between to reach to, till Nabiya, and from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, then to Allah ta'ala. That we sanad we have got, who has got that? So alhamdulillah, make qadr of this, Allah reward our brothers, Imran, Muhammad, all the friends who have helped, whether it was the physical help, the food, the transport, those who gave finance, Allah reward you. This is a great thing that has happened for us here in Cape Town, in the world. May Allah make this not the start and not the ending point, but the starting point. Let us become bay'at to who our heart takes. Who we feel. Two conditions our Shaykh explained. One is ulama-i-haq, that it has been the right who got permission from the elf. And the other, whose mizaj agrees with. Who we got affinity with. Who our nature takes on to. Our Shaykh should say, you need blood in your body. And you are determined, I'm only going to take Muhammad Ali Clay's blood, because big strong boxer. I'll also become big strong. But your blood group is not the same. First dig your grave before you take blood also. So don't just take a big sheikh or famous sheikh or something. See who you got, who you can agree with. You are going on a long journey. And on this journey, you need good company. So if you got your company is right, you'll go on this whole journey towards Allah Ta'ala. Kalami mafhoom. Understood what I said? Inshallah. Hey, what's the summary of it? That we have to gain the recognition of Allah. That is the greatest way to reach Allah Ta'ala. More than our Islam is also for us. But more easier is to gain the marifat by which you gain the muhabbat. From muhabbat comes ita'at of Allah Ta'ala. Al-muhib limay yuhib muti'un. Then you will want to go to Allah Ta'ala. And the way to do this, find the man of Allah. And the man of Allah, those who are on haq, and who our heart takes to, become ba'at. Don't be shy. Go forward. Give your hand in their hand. And then traverse this way. Don't sit back after that. MashaAllah, our brothers here have got, they have Islahi jalsas that take place. They will be advertised where and by who these jalsas take place. Go to those Islahi jalsas. Go to those Islahi majalis. Wherever else, alhamdulillah, in Azadwal, Ramzan is an intensive program that we have. Friends who have come, Maulana Yusuf spent 40 days, he's an alim, Imam of Hilal Masjid. How many other ulama have come? And I'll take a wada from Wali Muhammad, that he said he's coming also, so inshallah, we have to come now. I took promise from him in Cape Town here. So anyway, many, many people from around the world are coming, and what reports they give. And more or less protect us, but we can make out it's not just mere lip service, but you can see the benefit they are getting. In this time of fitna and trial, in this time when we think it's impossible to practice upon deen, Allah has made it easy, practical, enjoyable. It's enjoyable. So we invite everyone, become part of it. And this does not mean you give up any, you're doing tabligh, carry on with tabligh. You are married to your wife, you don't have to divorce her if you become in the khanqah. You don't have to close your businesses. Everything carries on. Just put this also in. And this is just how, it's not much. Like your food without salt, you're not enjoying it. Just put the salt, how you get the enjoyment. Your sugar without tea, your tea without sugar. Some people do have sugar without tea. But your tea without sugar, you don't enjoy. Put just the sugar, how you enjoy it. Wallah, just that little bit of what we call tasawwuf, what we call islah, what we call khanka, bay'at, just add it and wallah, your whole life will become sweet. I promise you, your life with your wife, enjoyable. Your business, enjoyable. Your life, there will be no boredom. You won't want to pass time. You won't have time to pass. You'll be short of time. Just to do your basics, you'll be short of time. And how you'll enjoy. To read Durood Sharif, what a salawat, what enjoyment you'll get. To make istighfar, what enjoyment. To read third kalima, what enjoyment. Your zikr, Allahu Akbar. For whom fi rawdati yuhbaroon. These people who will enter Jannah, they will hear the zikr of the malaika. And what enjoyment they will get. Today we are exposed to Qirat of Shaykh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, and many other mashayikh. MashaAllah, how beautiful Quran Sharif people are reading today. MashaAllah. But the zikr of the malaika, we haven't been exposed to zikr majalis. Tomorrow morning also, this morning, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Da'amat Barakatuh, zikr majalis, come to these majalis. And hear the enjoyment of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allah. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah, Allah, eeche shirin asna, what beautiful is the zikr of Allah. Enjoy this beauty. And also remember that the zikr in Jannat of the Malaika, those who listen to music in this world, they won't enjoy, they won't be given, they will be deprived of that music. Music is extremely dangerous. Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina. When you listen to music all the time, it brings the urge of zina and adultery within you. Then you start thinking, on our cell phone, how many of us good people, ringtone is a musical tone. Every time you are listening to it, it's cultivating the, in the Hadith Sharif, it comes in the desert, it rains very seldom. But when it does rain, there is a plant that grows overnight 4 meters high. Music causes nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart, more faster than what the plant grows 4 meters overnight. Today music has become common, we are listening, so nifaq has come into us. We don't like namaz today, we don't like Islamic dressing today. One young mother tells her daughter-in-law, see, when your child is born, you don't put all Islamic dress, I don't want that nonsense in my house. And for Islamic dress, it's nonsense. But to dress like Christian and Jew, then it's quite acceptable. All this is that music, the evil that has come. The TV, the radio, and many what we call Islamic programs, but there is music included in there. Many nasheeds have got music. Be very careful. Don't bluff ourselves. And this entertainment is one thing, and deeni program is another thing. Don't bluff ourselves. Make the Allah connection with ulama, haq rabbaniyin, to be guided. May Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azaban. Wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyyil ummi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We took some extra time, but we'll come back perhaps in 3-4 years, so you can just divide it over 3-4 years.
Respected elders and friends, once again we say Jazakallah to our very honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, and we can hear and see what pain they have got in the heart. Hazrat hasn't come here for any collection, any donation. The desire and the heart is La asalukum alay ajra. They don't even want any reward from us. But how they have got the love for Allah, they want us also to get this love for Allah. And I'll just give, Hazrat explains a beautiful example. Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says that an ant was making dua, so to say, to Allah Ta'ala, that I want to reach Kaaba Sharif. But I'm very far away and I'm an ant. Where am I going to reach? So then Allah Ta'ala told that ant, you don't worry, I'll make your intizam, I'll make arrangements for you. So Allah Ta'ala sent a bird from that flies around Kaaba Sharif, send it to the place where the ant was. And then Allah Ta'ala, so to say, inspired in the heart of that ant, that now your aeroplane is here, just get onto the leg of this aeroplane. But hold very tight, when it flutters its wings, don't be scared, otherwise you'll fall off. And when it flies, you just close your eyes, you'll see, when you open your eyes, you'll reach Kaaba Sharif. So here also Allah has made this intizam. Allah has sent mashayikh here in our midst. So in whose heart it has come that I want to reach the arsh of Allah and get connection with Allah, let us be ready. Whoever wants to take that also, we come forward or inform the brothers there, and inshallah the arrangements will be made. The session for that also will take place, inshallah. The azan will take place now, inshallah, in 10 minutes the jamaat will start. And then after namaz is another very, very important program by our very honorable, illustrious guest, the son of our great Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, his son, which is Allahu Akbar, an epitome of his great father. We will listen to great advisors from there, inshallah.